As we've been talking about, it's Children in Need Day with lots of you raising money. But where does the money actually go? Well, the Replay Theatre Company are just one of many groups that benefit from the money that you raise. They work with young people with profound and multiple learning difficulties. Just before the show, I spoke to Janice Kernahan, Special Educational Needs Coordinator from Replay, and Caroline McCarthy, who's Acting Vice Principal at Glenveagh Special School.
Replay have for a few years now been making work for children and young people with profound and multiple learning difficulties, and we call it sensory theatre. So what we do is we create shows that are specifically designed for these children. So for a lot of these kids, actually, it won't mean much to have an actor on a stage at the end of a hall talking, because for a lot of these kids, actually, their world might exist within a few feet of their bodies, and also kind of verbal language isn't really their preferred way of communication. So what we do is we create theatre that tailors to kind of their specialisms, if you like. So they might be more interested in touch, or they might have hearing impairments, so they might be really interested in lights and how things look. So that's what we do. We try and create theatre that specifically tailors to what will grab their attention.
And Caroline, what help does that give to the children who wouldn't be in traditional drama clubs or maybe not be able to go to theatre?
Well, if you can imagine stepping onto the stage or climbing into the television or dancing with the person singing the song on the radio, that's what they do. It's incredible for us to watch as the people that work with these children each day, to see them come alive, to see them find their voice, to see them reach and touch and just enjoy every possible moment. They come alive and it's wonderful.
It must be quite an emotional experience.
It is, it is. I wrote to any of our parents would come in and speak. It's very difficult for them to come in the morning, as you can imagine. A couple of them wrote in to me, and the words that they used were about emotion, about loving and feeling their children in joy, about wanting to carry on this experience with them. One of the children that has been saw the first show and now has seen the second show, Vincent, is just brought to this wonderful place. He finds his voice, he sings with them, he laughs with them, and his mum just sits and watches and loves every moment beside him.
And Janice, that must be incredibly rewarding for you and all the people that work for Replay, a very different experience and a very different interaction.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting that the actors that we have in the show that's out at the moment, some of them haven't done this kind of work before. And it was really interesting talking to them after they'd done maybe a week of shows, and they were saying, you know, it's an entirely different experience from being on stage in a traditional piece of theatre, because they get to see the audience reaction right there in front of them.
And what sort of conditions are you talking about here at Glenveagh?
From the point of view of the children, our children, the vast majority of them, maybe one or two of them, can vocalise and verbalise a couple of words. Everybody's a communicator. Everybody lets you know how they're feeling in sometimes the most subtle of ways, maybe just a breath sound or an eye flicker. Maybe in the case of Aoife, the most beaming smile you'll ever see in the world. Maybe with Marie-Thérèse, the way her eyebrows dance across her forehead. Maybe with Vincent, the way he shouts out. A whole array of different ways that they communicate. But by the same token, they have a lot of barriers in their lives. They have their physical barriers, so they're maybe some of them completely physically restricted. They have health issues, so maybe some of them are in pain. Maybe some of them are taking a lot of effort each day just to get through the day. Maybe some of them, it's that they would love to have a voice and communicate and they're restricted. And this experience gives it to them. This experience takes them away from that and lets them become the actors on the stage, lets them fully participate and lets them just have a dream we would all love to have, and they get it. And that is something that just we're so grateful to Replay for. And as one of the mums said to me, who was hoping to come in today, Kate, and I haven't forgotten, you said you probably would, but you can't. But anyway, she said, keep it going, Replay. Keep giving these memories, keep giving this magical experience, and just keep remembering these children. They deserve this opportunity and they get it through this, and it's just fantastic.
And Janice, a real tangible way that shows that the money that people will donate today will make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this work without the funding that we receive from Children in Need. So, and without that money, just like Caroline's been saying, there are children all over Northern Ireland who would miss out on this opportunity. So, yeah, it's vital for us.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in.